Greetings. My name is Blake Schmida, and welcome to the American Valor Podcast. On the American Valor Podcast, supported by the Bob Feller Act of Valor Foundation, our goal is to educate and inspire with acts of valor that embody the traits which National Baseball Hall of Famer and United States Chief Petty Officer Bob Feller lived by: citizenship, service above self, and commitment to country in a time of great national need.
Welcome to the American Valor Podcast. Today, we are speaking with Chris Dennert, CEO, owner of Dugout Mugs and Big Golf, making millions of dollars in sales online, three-time Inc. 5000, featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur.com, Tampa Bay Business and Wealth cover story, and the Tampa Bay Business Journal Fast 50. And also seen on many of the national TV networks, CBS, NBC, Fox, and the Today Show. Chris, it's so good to have you on the show, brother.
Man, I'm glad to be here, man. Anytime I can support military first responders, you know I'm in it.
Outstanding. And I know that you guys have done so much in the baseball arena, also serving, as you can see on the side there, if you're visually looking at the mugs, that are in support of our servicemen and women around the world. So it's so good to have you. And at the Bob Feller Act of Valor Foundation, we strive to educate, support, and recognize by instilling the timeless values of service, sacrifice, citizenship, and legacy. And I want to focus on those four today, Chris, and I'll start off by giving you an opportunity to just talk a little bit about yourself before we get into that.
Well, it depends on how much time you have, right? So the reality of it is, you know, hindsight looking back, you kind of like born as an entrepreneur, you know, and I've had a number of different businesses along the way, several successes, several failures, but I think that's when you learn, right? But you know, I've been in numerous different industries, the restaurant industry. I've had, I was in apparel. I touched in on different spaces, but I really found a home with e-commerce and products and delivering quality, unique products to the market. And back in 2016, I met a guy who came up with a pretty cool idea, and he and I got together and we co-launched a company called Dugout Mugs. And you know, since he's now, you know, moved on from the idea in the company and checked that box as a win for him. And, but now I own it in its entirety, and it's really cool. We just turned baseball bats into beer mugs. Like it's that simple, but now we've diversified. We made bottle openers and shot glasses out of bat handles and doing some fun stuff like that. But, what I found is that when I launch products and businesses and ventures that are in alignment with who I am, what I like, who I want to surround myself with, they tend to be more successful. So I have a company, like you mentioned, Big Golf. We do golf balls. I have cigars. I have my own cigar line called The Big Stick. So I get to do beer, baseball, golf, cigars. I can align myself with military first responders. We have a Cheers to Charity program where we raise money. I've worked with Folds of Honor. I've worked with Major Ed Foundation, John Daly, Homers for Heroes, several of the baseball players, you know, current active players and past players, do amazing things in and around homeless veterans and just in general. And it allows me to be in alignment with who I like, what I like, and just build a lifestyle brand out of it. And that's what we've done with Big Golf and Dugout Mugs.
Well, it seems like service is at the core of most of that you do. And so talking about service as one of the pillars, your company's product is closely associated with Major League Baseball, but beyond just business, how does your company prioritize service to the baseball community?
Well, right in our mission statement, we celebrate and serve the heroes of the baseball community by creating uniquely fun gifts that bring people closer to the game they love. That's our mission statement. And the vision is to do that. You know, we create high quality products at an affordable price that are unique and they're North American made and we support our team. You know, we support jobs. We bring, you know, it, we're all of it. You know, I think a life without service isn't really very well lived personally. So to focus on service, I mean, if you look at any of our 50,000 five-star reviews that we have online, I would say the vast majority of those are based on our customer service. Just any business, things go wrong, but it's about serving our customers, giving them an experience that they want to share, giving them a product that gives them an experience that they want to share. And that's how we serve people through our business, at least.
Absolutely. And I have a mug myself right here for those of you viewing, or and if you look at their product page, we make sure to have all of that as part of the show notes, a high quality product. And when you talk about service, you know, we had a conversation prior of something that you would be kind enough to do in memory of my brother. And that is the caliber of high quality customer service that not only makes my hair stand up, but brings customers back for more and more products. So kudos to you guys for creating.
People want
to
do business with those who they know and they like and they trust and they respect. There was a really good book by Simon Sinek, Start With Why. You know, if you haven't seen that or listened to it or read, that's fantastic. And it talks about resonating with people who believe what you believe, right? And I think if we as a whole, our company as a whole is authentic. And when you operate authentically, that's what happens, right? Like you shared a story about something that meant something to you, and I could then offer something quickly and easily to make that experience and that product that much more impactful to you. Like, who didn't win in that transaction?
Absolutely.
Right? That's how we operate. And when COVID hit and all that happened, you know, people were feeling, you know, in Florida, I think we got it a lot better than most, my personal opinion, but people were feeling disconnected. They were feeling alone. They were feeling all this stuff. So we jumped in and I called everybody I knew. I called Pudge. I called Pete Alonso, Wade Boggs, and Pete Rose. It's like, hey, can you burn an hour with me on a video chat and let's just talk to a bunch of people, right? Like they needed, you try to meet people where they are. And these people needed connection. They needed entertainment. They needed some lighthearted stuff because they were being fed all kinds of who knows what. So that's what we did. We served people that way. And I think if you operate like that on a consistent basis, it's not that offbeat for us to do something like that. It's just like, oh, that's just how we do things. And when I do it that way, my COO next to me, he starts operating that way. You know, I remember a story. Randall drove wedding mugs to a person's wedding because they weren't going to be there in time. Right. It's like you do whatever it takes to create an experience, because that was at Maya Angelou. You know, they'll forget what you said and what you did, but they'll never forget how you made them feel, or something along those lines.
Yep.
And that's true. And that's what service does. It allows you to make people feel.
Yeah. Very powerful to connect with customers in that capacity. And be able to do that consistently. So, you know, my hat's off to you guys for doing that. Now, you mentioned the ups and downs of entrepreneurship earlier on, right? Yeah. And any entrepreneur that goes down the road of that, of business strategy, business growth, will see sacrifice. So talking about sacrifice, the journey of building a successful company often requires significant sacrifice. So can you share some of the sacrifices your team has made to ensure your product aligns with the needs and values of the baseball community?
Well, I think sacrifice is different to everybody. And I, you know, in every podcast I've done or stage I've spoken on, I talk to people about self-reflection, because to understand what some of these terms and phrases mean to you is important. Like sacrifice to me, I sacrificed a lot of time, especially in early off. Randall and I both, you know, we worked tirelessly, you know, 10, 12, 15, 18 hour days. And even since this past year, there was some restructuring happening tirelessly, 10, 15, 18 hour days. I don't really look at that like sacrifice necessarily. I mean, in the scheme of things, it is like it's time taken away from going golfing or working out or spending extra time with the kids while they're little and things like that. I do cut out time for those things, but not as much as I'd like. So I do sacrifice a lot of time, but there's only 24 hours in a day, right? So in its infancy and building things, sometimes you have to sacrifice. There's a saying I love. It's like, do you want to be right or do you want to be rich? And what that means to me is basically, it's like, do you really want to waste time fighting over who's right? Whether you're right or wrong doesn't matter if your goal is to get wealthy enough to impact everything else that you're doing, right? So sometimes you have to sacrifice pride. And I think that's something most people are poor at. They do a terrible job of sacrificing their pride, biting their tongue, shutting up, getting out of their own way. But that is a sacrifice. You know, that's something that you got to grow into, and it doesn't just come naturally. You know, people, pride is a big thing. So especially an entrepreneur, I think there's a model out there called fake it till you make it. You've heard of it, right? And I think that's a big crutch of, you know, that walks hand in hand with pride. And I think so sacrificing your vulnerability in entrepreneurship is a big deal, because a lot of times people can't help you unless they honestly know what you're going through. And that's, again, that's the pride, that's sacrificing the pride. But yeah, I mean, and again, but it's all different to each person. Some people may not have a wife and kids, so they're in that season of grind. Like, and they can do 20 hours a day, sleep for four, take a nap in the middle, right? Like that kind of thing. So it's different for each person. But I think the number one thing I try to advise people on is understanding your metrics. Like, what is important to you, and are you building something, doing something that is taking you in the direction of what is important? If not, then you need to make some adjustments pretty quickly, because otherwise you end up running and you look around and you're not even in the race anymore. You're going in the whole damn wrong direction. So that kind of answers your question,
Oh,
but it
yeah.
also shares a few thoughts that I think are related.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for sharing that. So true. Sacrifice is different for everyone. And so you
Yeah.
got to pick your nasty, right? You got to pick whatever's going to
Exactly. And it's the reflection. People don't take time to reflect. You need to do that. What is important to you? What do you stand for? What do you not stand for? Right. And really get clear on these things, because then what'll happen is it'll allow you to say the most powerful word in business, and that's no. Right. Perfect example. You say, hey man, you want to jump on and do this? Like, most of the time the answer is no. However, in this particular case, Bob Feller, actually, I got a story all the way back when I was a kid with him. This aligns with veterans and first responders and doing good for people that are doing good. Like, that is very much in alignment with who I am and what I represent and what I stand for. So the answer is an unequivocal yes, right? So I think understanding who you are, who you stand for, what you stand for, what matters to you, what kind of ripples you want to put in the world, what kind of legacy you want to leave, and then only say yes to those things, you find out pretty quickly that you're living in alignment, right? And that's to me the goal.
Yeah, now this was not part of the question, but I would love for you to share that Bob Feller moment with the
Sure.
audience as we're talking to alignment.
Yeah, so I'm from Winter Haven originally, and the Cleveland Indians came through Winter Haven. I was a kid, and Albert Bell and Carlos Baerga and Kenny Lofton and all these dudes were there, and it was awesome. And Bob Feller was always in the stands. The old man just always getting up. They'd call his name, and he'd stand up and wave and all this stuff. And he ate it up. You could just tell every spring training, Bob, man. I was pretty good with art, right? So I drew the old Chief Wahoo, the Indian logo. So I drew it and I colored it, and it was beautiful. You know, now I look back, I was like, oh, kid did that, right? But for me, it was pretty cool. And Bob, I went up to him in the stands, and he signed it for me. And you know, he's passed now, but like, I remember this, and I found it, And I found it like, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. And I should have tried to find it before this call, but it was pretty cool. So I saved it. It was on this old piece of notebook paper that's got at this point 35 years old. And Bob had signed it for me. So he was always a good dude. And him and Jim Tomei as well. I'll throw Jim out there. Jim's an incredible individual. But yeah, there's some baseball goes all the way back to where I was a kid. I was born in a spring training town. So I've always been kind of around it. So to see it kind of come full circle was kind of cool. And obviously first responders, I have challenge coins that I get from generals, from service that I've done for our military, which is awesome. I love that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah,
So
that's
it's
a
right
cool
in alignment
story.
with me.
It's amazing how our paths will intersect at any given time, and we just don't know it. So a great story about Bob Feller there, and just to know that you got that experience it's a great thing to hear. Now
Yeah, he was great.
talk about citizenship, right? You say, hey, he was always in the stands, he eating that up. You talked about the challenge coins. We discussed earlier the various cups that you do for military entities, organizations. So, as a company associated with Major League Baseball, how do you integrate principles of good corporate citizenship into your business practice? And how does your company strive to be a responsible corporate citizen within the baseball ecosystem?
Well, I think company-wise, I think a company needs to have core values and core competency, and co just they need to be in alignment. So there's something I love to say: to give direction, not directions, right? And it speaks specifically to micromanagement. Most people I've ever worked with, they think they know best. And they want to control it all. And in fact, it hinders growth in a lot of ways. I would prefer to be a Picasso and to paint this vivid vision on the wall and then let everybody see, feel, and understand what we're trying to do. And then take ownership of it in their own vertical in the company and then make that happen. Right. So I feel like that's how you kind of get the team and the company on board. As far as like in an initiative, we have something called Cheers to Charity. I'll see if I have them back here. But a lot of these mugs, these are all signed by Hall of Famers and guys that I've worked with, all behind me. Mariano Rivera, one of our favorite guys, fantastic. If you've never met him, we've raised over $50,000 for Mariano's foundation, the Pete Alonso Foundation. We probably raised 10 or 15,000 for Pete. Pudge, Wade, so we do Cheers to Charity, and it's our way. So what we do is we take a mug and then we co-brand it with like their charity, the Ozzie Smith Foundation, and then we do a push because we have over 1 million customers with dugout mugs, so we push it out there, and then we take half of the proceeds of that mug and give it back to the foundation, which is a great. Cool way to like let everybody win. We're putting mugs into the market. We're raising money for a good cause. In fact, we've raised well over $100,000 for charities since we started, which again, it's part of what we stand for, right? We want people to know that we stand with inner city kids that can't afford to play ball. We've donated to, orphanages in the Dominican Republic. We sent them brand new gloves from Rawlings, balls, bat mugs, bats, the whole nine, because they can't afford that stuff. They can barely afford to eat, at some of these groups. So it just depends. There's a great group out of Texas, Jays, Just Amazing Youth Sports. And a guy, Jay, started it, but it's all these kids that have mental or physical disabilities that can't play the game, but they love the game. So he created this whole league that allows people that traditionally and then play ball. They got jerseys, they got tournaments, they got all this stuff going on. And it's like, if you can't do good, what the hell are you doing? And that allows us, the Cheers to Charity program allows us to collaborate with these good people that either need more eyeballs, and I got a ton of eyeballs, or they need a little more cash. A couple thousand bucks goes a long way to some of these folks. So yeah, that's kind of how we stay tied into, you know, the romance of the game, I guess you will, you know.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. To have these different partnerships and support of different organizations, it's just a testament of what you guys' core values are and that you're living it. And so, talking about living it, and the pillar of legacy, in the world of baseball, legacy is paramount. You mentioned Bob Feller and the stand. That was part of his legacy, right? Having kids witness a Hall of Famer sitting there and getting autographs. So legacy is paramount, whether it's the legacy of legendary players or iconic stadiums or groundbreaking innovations. So how does your company aim to leave a lasting legacy?
The company itself, there was a statement I made a long time ago, and it said, we don't make mugs, we make memories, right? And I feel like it's simple, but it's also profound, because our products are, for example, we made a Soldier's Cross mug that's absolutely beautiful. And we did free personalization on the back side of it with whoever the fallen officer was. That sits on someone's shelf at home and means the world to them, right? We created that memory. We have photos of people that we take the entire photo and we wrap it onto a mug for people. We created that memory, that Father's Day, that Mother's Day, that groomsman gift that'll forever be cherished by that person. I think our legacy is the individual, the gift giver's legacy, by presenting a cool and unique quality, fun product, right? And again, I think legacy, again, goes back to reflection. I think an individual's legacy, because I struggle with the whole work-life balance. I don't really believe in it. I think you're always just living. Sometimes you're working. Right? It's not like a balance, like, especially if you're doing something as an entrepreneur, you got to do something traditionally that you love. You're never really off. I'm always on, but I'm always working, but I'm always living, right? Like it's just kind of a blend. but I think legacy really comes down to personal preference again, and it changes, you know, because I'm in my 40s now. But when I was younger, I wanted to have my name remembered. Like a lot of these young players, they want to be the Ken Griffey Jr., the Pudge Rodriguez, or the Nolan Ryan, or whatever. But then some of these guys in their older years, all they care about is they just want to spend that time with their family and be remembered by those who matter. Right. So I think legacy is kind of a moving target for a lot of people. That was worth mentioning, right? But I think from a company standpoint, the legacy is just cool, fun, quality product, right? But I think that the really is that first part I mentioned, and that's the legacy of the feeling that was created by the gifting of our product. We were just the facilitator of that.
Yeah, that's going to be a powerful thing. You can't take away impact to somebody's heart, right? It's just it is one of those things that will continue to go, even in stories, right? They'll tell the story about the time they got the dugout mug and so on and so forth, and that's really what allows you to live on.
We want to be remembered as being cool. I was literally last night, I was in I had an investor in town, and we were hanging out, and we had a cigar, and we were sitting up at this cigar bar, and there wouldn't be two other people in the whole place. And they keep looking over, and we start talking about baseball. And he's like, I knew you looked familiar. I've seen you and your products. And the other guy's like, oh man, that's right. Those are those. I've seen those. Those are really cool. And he bought a case of them right there sitting at the bar. But the point is like what we did up to that point to these two people I'd never met, and they saw my product from a whole nother state, and they happened to be in town for a game. You know, that's what we're creating. We're creating something that is fun and memorable. I think that's it. And it's we're creating a fun, memorable experience in and around the game of baseball that's not existed to this point. Probably one of the best gifts for a baseball fan or a company. Like you take a corporate logo and you put it on there, and nobody wants a tie or a stupid wallet or any other thing that they're gifting out these tchotchkes. You give them something with their favorite team with their name on the back of it. And thanks, you knocked it out of the park this year, Frank. Here you go. You know, that means something to them. And you've created, you know, so I think our legacy really comes into creating moments and memories for people, you know, that gift it out.
Absolutely. Now, tell us, Chris, where can our audience find out more about Dugout Mugs and get one of these products in their
That's
hands?
it, dugoutmugs.com. I mean, you can't miss it. We're the only one. You know, there's a few imitators, a few haters, but nobody could even keep up. So like they're gone. We're here. We're not going anywhere. That's where you find
Outstanding.
us,
Outstanding.
dugoutmugs.com, and then Big Golf. So you know, Big Golf's fun, like serving the golf community. You know, we're to a point now where we're even about to roll out next week. We're going to offer free personalization on the ball. So, if you like your logo, that logo on the corner, for example, if you wanted that on balls, we're doing it for free now. Buy the balls, we'll customize them for free. Like it's just there's so many cool ways to take care of people that they create that memory, create that experience, and it goes a long way. So.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Now, folks, we'll have all of that information as part of the show notes so that you can get a hold of a mug like the one I have in my hand and get yourself a personalized golf ball if that's your flavor of sport. But on behalf of the Bob Feller Active Valor Foundation, thank you all for joining us on this episode. And thank you, Chris, for taking out the time to speak to us today.
My pleasure. Y'all keep up the good work.
To our listeners, this concludes this episode of the American Valor Podcast. This conversation is brought to you by the Bob Feller Active Valor Foundation, the Department of the Navy, Major League Baseball, USAA, BWXT, Huntington Ingalls, and the Cleveland Guardians. Please feel free to leave your comments in the comments section below. And connect with the Bob Feller Active Valor Foundation on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Active Valor Award. You can engage with the foundation at activevaloraward.org. There, you can learn about the Bob Feller, Jerry Coleman, recent nominees of the awards, view pictures for everyone at the American Valor Podcast. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time.